On one of our first dates, in those tentative early steps toward what would become a life together, Larry Sherwood was asked for one word that described him best. He chose dedicated. Dedicated. Now, what did it say about him that this was the most important thing that he wanted me to know about him? And what did it say about me that it worked? I love a man who is dedicated. A dedicated man works hard. He knows what he wants, and he gets down to the business of doing what needs to be done to achieve it. He doesn't give up. He is not dissuaded from his task. He is not distracted by temptations nor discouraged by discomfort. He keeps on keeping on. Larry comes by it honestly. The Sherwoods are a family dedicated to civic engagement and community service. My in-laws are people who run the meetings, pick up the litter, lead the scout troop, count the money, wash the dishes. They are all humble servants, all of them. And I'm proud that our daughter seems to have inherited this trait. In Larry's childhood, this dedication showed up in big ways, like when he earned all those badges to become an Eagle Scout, and little ways, like when he did the family's laundry after he'd broken his arm on a week-long ski trip and couldn't join them on the slopes. In 1977, he was graduating from college, and he dedicated himself to a simple but radical choice to work to create a solar-powered world. This was shortly after the oil embargo and energy crisis. Jimmy Carter installed solar panels on the White House, and Larry Sherwood headed out to work as a Vista volunteer in New Mexico, teaching low-income people how they could harness the sun to reduce their energy consumption. He could see then that the field needed people who were dedicated, who would stick with it and not give up. And there were some very hard times when lots of people did give up. In the 1980s, Reagan took those solar panels off the White House and slashed funding for renewables. Larry stuck with it through lean times, political headwinds, discouragement, and despair. Over 40 years later, he's still at it as CEO of a major national renewable energy nonprofit. A dedicated man makes a good husband. Because there is no road that does not bend, and there are sometimes the ways can get bumpy. To love a man who is dedicated to me, to our marriage, to our child, to our future together, is to feel a deep and abiding sense of trust, a partnership. Together, we have faced infertility, cancer, and all the normal ups and downs of a 20-year marriage, always side by side, pulling in the same direction. His dedication inspires mine, and vice versa. I think this is how it works. Dedication begets itself. It multiplies. We see a dedicated soul working hard, and we feel an urge to step in, to help out, so they don't have to do it alone. And so it goes, on and on, until here we are, a dedicated couple, a dedicated family, a dedicated congregation, all working together for a future we can be proud of. May it be so.